You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's the book that I think everyone's talking about. It's Better to be Feared, Seth Wickersham's book. It released, on October 12th? It came out and everybody had an opportunity to get it. So we welcome in Seth right now. Seth, how are you?
How's it going?
Good. So, look, everybody's talking about this. I know you're making your rounds, going on all the different stations. But how did this whole thing come about? How long did it take you to put all this together?
Well, it's a hard question to answer in a weird way because I was hired at ESPN Magazine. I graduated from college in 2000, and I was hired. And one of my very first assignments in November of 2001 was to go up to Foxborough and interview this, you know, temporary starting quarterback for the New England Patriots named Tom Brady. And, we met at the old stadium. I don't know if you remember it. It was like a high school field. And he shows up and he's wearing a gray sweatsuit and a backpack that's full with beer because he lost a bet on the Michigan State game. And so, you know, I've always just kind of had, I covered the team like quite a bit with my job at ESPN and wrote long features about them. You know, I was at Brady's apartment and at his Super Bowl parties, and with Belichick I had long late night conversations with him at times, and I just felt like I had a story to tell when the publisher came. And I ended up doing a lot of reporting, obviously on the phone and visiting people, you know, to try to make the book better, but I felt like I had like a good base of knowledge to work off from, and so that's what I did.
Talking about the people in the book, you mentioned Tom Brady and Belichick right there. Just from getting some idea what it's about, you talk about capturing the ruthlessness, the ambition, the secrecy surrounding these guys that led to the success and eventually the demise. But, I mean, was it all of them, or was it just some? Are they similar personalities?
Well, I think that Brady and Belichick are very different personalities, but I think they have one thing in common. Well, they have more than one thing in common, but one of the most interesting things they have in common, and I think that, you know, this is an essential trait to why they've been so good, is that they are optimists. And even though they come at it from different angles, Brady is more kind of earnest about it, and Belichick is more of a pessimist who has to see all the way his team can lose before they can figure out how to win. Nobody has ever believed in the power and the potential of the next play like these guys. And you see it play out on international stages. Brady rallying the Patriots down from double-digit fourth-quarter deficits twice in Super Bowls. All of Belichick's brilliant goal line stands over the years, going back to 1986 in the Super Bowl against the Broncos when he was with the Giants. And I think that, like, nobody in NFL history has been able to flush whatever bad might have happened before and focus on what's in front of them like these two.
Can I ask just about one in particular? I'm fascinated with Tom Brady. I watch what he's done in Tampa, where he takes a 7-9 team, it wins, wins a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They may win another. Who knows what happens this season? I'm questioning, like, what is he like personally as a leader? Like, is he one of those guys, he walks in a room, you feel it? Because I just saw Steven Stamkos, the captain of the Tampa Bay Lightning, talk about, I don't know, Tom Brady comes to Tampa, we all win championships, and now he's doing TB12, and he's the captain of the hockey team looking at this guy. Like, what's he like in that way?
He's always been kind of a phenomenal leader, and he just kind of has that. He's very earnest. You know, like when they were playing the Oakland Raiders in the first playoff game in 2001, in the snow, and it ended up being the Tuck Rule game, the Patriots were down at halftime, and Brady goes to every one of his receivers in the locker room, and he says, you know, if you play your best half of football, I'm going to play my best half. And you know, he just kind of has this sincere earnestness as a leader. And then, of course, he became Tom effing Brady. And I think that just kind of adds to his aura. I mean, but don't get me wrong. He has a temper.
We've all seen it.
I go into it a lot during, you know, what it's like during practice with these guys where Brady is screaming at guys and they're talking trash and it's reaching points to the, you know, the anger is reaching levels to the points where, like, people on the team tell each side to cut it out because they're worried of, you know, that it, where it might go after this.
So where did it all kind of go wrong? Was it the fact that I was reading some of the stuff about Brady taking less money and hoping the team that would involve him in some of the decisions, and that really didn't happen? I don't know if that's because Belichick's kind of a control freak in some aspects. What are your thoughts on where it went wrong in that relationship towards the end?
Well, I could give a long answer or a short answer, but things really started to change after they beat the Falcons in the Super Bowl. The dynamic in the building just changed. Brady wanted to push his business more. He did the Tom versus Time documentary that, you know, the Patriots only had nominal awareness of. And, you know, at the meantime, you had Belichick, who banned Alex Guerrero, Tom's business partner, from parts of the building, and holding on to Jimmy Garoppolo until the last minute to see if he might end up, you know, replacing Tom Brady. And remember, after they lose to the Eagles in the Super Bowl that year, Brady skips the entire voluntary offseason program. And the first time, you know, only starting quarterback to do that. And you know, he asked Robert Kraft about releasing him from the team at one point because he was so frustrated with how things are going. And then you fast forward to August of 2019, he still wants a contract that guarantees him until he's 45 years old. And the Patriots, as an organization, it wasn't just Belichick, really just looked at him more like, we want to go year by year. So he ends up, he almost left training camp because he was so frustrated with how contract negotiations were going. He ends up signing a one-year deal with a raise and an out to be a free agent at the end of the year. And 48 hours after he signed that contract in August of 19, he and Gisele Bündchen put their house up for sale.
Oh. Well, I'm going to read your book. I'm not just saying that because I find this whole thing fascinating, and people know I lived in Tampa, so I'm very interested in what the Buccaneers do and all that stuff. But I am just curious if you've to this day or up to last year, like, what do you know what it was like? Or when Brady wins a Super Bowl and the Patriots look like they're not the same team without him, you know, what does that relationship come to be now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that they're generally on good terms, but, you know, just imagine what it was like watching Tom Brady go and win a Super Bowl after the Patriots as an organization thought that he was near the end of his playing career. And, you know, at the end of the day, the two people who should have known better than anyone than to underestimate Tom Brady are Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, and they did just that.
Yeah, sounds like they did. Sure does.
Hey, Seth, one last thing before we let you run. Just Belichick, how interesting of a guy is he? Because he comes off as being so vanilla as far as his personality is, but there are other people that say that there's a lot to like about him, but kind of give us your thoughts on Belichick as a whole.
Well, he's a complicated person like all of us are, and, you know, he deploys different personalities depending on what the mood is. There's that Bob Dylan line where he was in a movie and he asked the director, like, well, you know, what do you want me to act like? And the director was like, well, just be yourself. And Dylan was like, well, which one? You know, I think that Belichick is like that, where, you know, if he's at the press conference, he's very boring. And sometimes in meetings, he is brutal. You know, like, if they lose a game, his misery can be so profound that it almost takes on like an atmospheric quality. But he's a brilliant guy, a brilliant football mind. And, you know, even though he's socially awkward and kind of quirky and kind of nerdy, he understands the human condition better than most coaches. And a lot of what I get out in the book is how he's able to get in the heads of Peyton Manning and, you know, opposing coaches like John Harbaugh, for instance. Remember that famous Baltimore and Raven formation in the playoff game that really kind of reignited the Patriots dynasty? He knew running those formations and those plays that John Harbaugh would lose his cool on the sideline. And so part of it was like him at his diabolical, brilliant best. He knew that Harbaugh would get upset. And sure enough, during the game, remember John Harbaugh got a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty because he was so frustrated that the officials, he felt, were kind of being influenced by Belichick's stature. But Belichick kind of knew that that might happen. And he looks for those psychological edges anytime he can, and I think that's kind of an underappreciated dynamic of what makes him a great coach.
So it's crazy. Seth, yeah. Real quick, tell everybody where they can get the book because I know if they it's probably available everywhere. Correct?
It's available everywhere.
Yeah. So check it out. Again, it's Better to Be Feared. I know you're making your rounds, but appreciate you spending some minutes with us to talk a little bit about this. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks Seth. Up, yeah, Seth does great work. If you watch any of this stuff on ESPN, and again, people can say what they want. This is from a sports standpoint, talking about a dynasty and how it unfolded, and seeing that Brady's gone on to win elsewhere. Yeah. This is really interesting stuff.
I do not find this a fast. I don't care where you stand. I hated the Patriots. I still do. I find this a very fascinating story to read, though.
Yeah.
It's maybe because I just disliked it. And, of course, I'm happy Tom Brady's in Tampa. But I'd say either way, I want to find out as much as I can about this. I think this is really fascinating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.